Blog Talk Radio.
Winning the Battles is sponsoring an online giving campaign June 15th through July 25th for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala benefiting Sickle Cell. You may give a donation at Cash App, $WinningTheBattles, or www.winningbattlesinyourmind.org. And don't forget to join us Saturday, July 25th, virtually from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. via Zoom. There'll be lots of entertainment and children sharing their stories. Join Winning the Battles for its 8th annual Black Tie Gala.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more than wonderful.
Whoa,
and more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Father, more than conqueror.
More than conqueror.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Only in Jesus.
Jesus more
yeah.
than a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And more than special.
And Father,
more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around, yeah. We're more
than
only in
Jesus.
More than a miracle to change my
life.
Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love
you.
Whatever you may go through in life,
you can make it if you try.
Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurtured is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will come from Brother Patrick Metlock. His message today is entitled, Stop Sleeping on Isaac. I strongly urge you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I'm pleased to be able to do this. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for your willingness to share this forum with me and Brother Griffith and Brother Tucker, who's been a part of it in the past, as well as Brother Jones. And we're just pleased to be able to make this proclamation. And we're pleased that for each and every one of you who's made the decision to actually be a part of this particular devotion on Monday through Friday. We've all read the verse, and I think we all probably have our relative levels of understanding about what it means. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 1. I'll read it according to the New American Standard, although many of you can quote it and you really don't need me to read it. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Now, I'm not sure exactly if I was to ask you to say, hey, what does that verse mean? What exactly you might say, I can't picture exact words. We kind of know that this verse, along with the verse that comes behind it, that talks about us being able to be transformed from our previous life and to not conform to this world, that we kind of have that concept that we need to definitely be of a particular mindset, that we're not worldly in nature. But I'm wondering whether or not, if we really were to look at an Old Testament character that I think we have been sleeping on, maybe we'll have a better concept as to what at least verse 1 of this passage actually means. Because Paul is using an analogy that fit well with what the people in that day would have understood, and that is the analogy of a sacrifice. Because in that day, there were people who were making sacrifices to idols. There are people who, in Judaism, were making sacrifices to God. And from that perspective, to tell Christians who either were from a Jewish persuasion, which some of the Romans were, and Christians that were from a Gentile persuasion, which may have been in the past idolatrous in their worship, they would have all understood the concept of a sacrifice. However, it is a little strange to talk about a sacrifice being living and holy. The Jews would have understood to some extent that, hey, you couldn't just sacrifice anything. You needed to follow the dictates of the Old Testament, which told you what to offer when and under what conditions and even what needed to be the status and the purpose, and the condition of the actual thing sacrificed. But ultimately, a sacrifice would be a dead sacrifice. But this Old Testament character that I think we've been sleeping on, who I think may help us with a greater understanding of Romans 12 and 1, would be Isaac. Because Isaac, in Genesis 22, when he walked up the mountain with his father Abraham, and he inquired, he said, Father, I see the fire, and I see the things for the wood. Where is the sacrifice? And when Abraham came back with Isaac, God will provide a sacrifice. Little did Isaac know that he would be the sacrifice. And yet Paul is making it very clear, we are the sacrifice today. And yet, I want you to think about the rest of that trip to the spot where they went, where they ended up going. They ended up setting up the altar. And then it would appear without incident and without any drama, Isaac allowed Abraham to bind him, to allow him to be put on the altar. And again, the Bible says that Abraham put him on the altar, but Abraham's like getting, what, 120, 130 right now? Isaac is probably about 25 years old, something along that line. So we're talking about a situation where Isaac basically had to willingly get on that altar himself, it would appear. And yet there didn't appear to be any real pushback about, well, okay, I'm the sacrifice. And yet Isaac was willing to do it willingly. And he, despite the could have overcome his father for his vow, he is laying on the altar. And Abraham lifts up the knife, and then God stops him. But I want you to still remember, and I want you to still think about, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, that he was willing to allow his father to bind him so that he could actually be the sacrifice. And yet, we sleep on this point in this fact. Number one, the text doesn't make anything of it. We don't see any real commentary from the New Testament writers about Isaac's vantage point here. And so I'm not going to try to eisegete and make it in Genesis 22 more than it is. But in applying Romans 12, I want you to think about how that if you're going to be a living and a holy sacrifice, maybe you might need to channel some of your inner Isaac, because you have to be willing to be bound to making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. And you have to know that as you lay prostrate in before God every single day, that you are indeed on a spiritual altar. An altar where we're not asking you to die today, but we're asking you to live, and not just live, but live in a holy way for God so that God would be acceptable of what we do today, of what we say today, of what we thought today. And in that sense, the Bible is saying every day then becomes a spiritual service of worship, because every day is like you're laying yourself along the altar like Isaac was willing to do, bound to the commitment to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and bound to the commitment to love your neighbor as yourself and give God all the glory. So when the Bible says, again, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice that's acceptable to God, maybe remember that Isaac was willing to allow himself to be bound and put on the altar. And he ended up living. And we have to continue to keep our inner Isaac channeled, because we can be a living sacrifice, but the real key is that we got to be willing to stay on the altar. We can't be willing to run after any and every sin and every other lust that will prompt us to cast away our bounds and to then run after worldly. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, but I appreciate Isaac's example. It helps me to understand Genesis 12 and 1 better, and I'm hoping that it helps you as well. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And I definitely want to ask you to be with me and be with others that are attempting to be living in a holy sacrifice, understanding that it is our daily service of worship when we're able to live a life that allows us to stay bound to God's rules and God's conduct that would help us to be everything that we would have, He would have us to be. Bless those that are sick. Bless those that are afflicted. Bless those that are, bless our children. Bless the frontline workers. Bless the government officials. Bless the scientists. Bless all of those individuals who we are depending on to take us through this pandemic. Help us to adjust to any new normals that you need us to adjust to. And as we prepare to go to work, whether we're working at home or whether we're going into our offices, allow us to have safe travel if that's what we're doing, and allow us to be able to, again, understand the importance of living and being a holy sacrifice today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.